CNN News Selection Number 4, Danger Lurking.
Australians have been warned about the possibility of a homegrown terror attack for years, but last week's discovery of a plan to bring down a passenger plane really highlights how serious the threat is. Now, two men have been charged with terror-related offenses, but experts say there are many more Australians who have been recruited and who have adopted the ISIS ideology. Anna Korn looks at the reasons why.
Australia's quiet, tree-lined suburban streets may be more than 13,000 kilometres away from ISIS's self-declared, albeit crumbling, caliphate. But this is fertile ground for its murderous ideology. According to the government, ISIS has recruited around 200 Australians to fight in Iraq and Syria, including two friends of this young Melbourne man. The 20-year-old university student, who asked CNN not to reveal his identity out of safety concerns, had no idea his friends were being radicalised until they arrived in Syria. And while he didn't see any red flags, he believes a feeling of alienation in their own country made them vulnerable to ISIS.
I do believe that it's because of the lack of sense of belonging here in Australia. Over there, we're known as Australians. Here in Australia, we're known as foreigners. So they're probably sitting back thinking, who are we?
Just over a week ago, Australia's security and intelligence agencies foiled the most sophisticated alleged terror plot ever seen in this country, to blow up a plane using an IED and unleash a chemical bomb in a crowded public space instructed by ISIS.
If it hadn't been for the great work of our intelligence agencies and law enforcement over a very quick period of time, then we could very well have had a catastrophic event in this country.
While Australia has managed to evade a major terrorist attack on home soil, experts say it's only a matter of time. Currently, dozens of counter-terror investigations are underway, and at least 1,000 Australians with links to terrorism are known to police. But it's those flying under the radar that analysts fear pose a real threat. The government has poured tens of millions of dollars into de-radicalisation programs across the country that work with communities and families to identify early warning signs.
There are not many mothers are going to dial a hotline and dubbing a son, even if they, you know, feel that there's something wrong. But they may do something at that grassroots level if they are connected to people that they trust and confide in.
But with ISIS suffering defeats in Iraq and Syria, there's concern it will pull out all stops to demonstrate it remains a potent force.
If they could achieve a sophisticated attack out of Sydney or Melbourne, for them it would be a sign of real potency.
A fear shared by this man. One of his friends has since been killed on the battlefield. The fate of the other remains unknown. But he's certain ISIS will continue to prey upon his community.
We are not doing enough to stop it. They have nothing to lose. We do.
Anna Corrin, CNN, Sydney.